Blog Talk Radio.
I need a sign. Let me know you're here. All of these lines are being crossed over the atmosphere. I need to know that things are gonna look up.
Guardians and Angelic Realms. My name is Yvette Smith, Mrs. Smith, and also known as Mambo Asawi La Reina. Some of you may know me from our previous radio show. My husband and I, we hosted a paranormal radio show called Mystic Seekers, and we did that for a couple years, and that's still in archives on Planet Paranormal. Mystic Seekers. And Bob Davis, he's the one who handles Planet Paranormal, and he's a super awesome guy, and he runs all our previous shows. So me and my husband have always hosted the show together. So tonight, just as a special little addition, I have my husband on the show. Hello, Mr. Smith.
Hello, Mr. Smith.
You know, what's funny is, like, when we go places, and any time, like, we check in a hotel or anything, we come in as Mr. and Mrs. Smith, and it sounds so alias, you know, like it's our fake name, and, right, people are like, sure you are, you know, and that makes me laugh that we really are Mr. and Mrs. Smith.
Hello.
So, yes, thank you so much for being on, and my husband is going to be being our narrator when we talk about the four Clairs, because he pronounces words so much better than I do. His word speak is so much more eloquent. And like in the movie The Waterboy, you remember, what was her name, Vicki Vallencourt?
Right.
And she was like, oh, you college boys, right? That's how I feel about Grady. Like he really can.
Like I'm the water boy.
No, that you can pronounce things really well, not that you're the water boy. So he's going to pronounce the four Clairs and
the Kula.
The Kula. But before we get into the four Clairs, I wanted to say thank you for listening to our second show as far as speaking about angels. You know, our previous show was so much different because we talked about the paranormal, we talked about earthbound spirits, haunted objects, where we went on investigations. It was a totally more dense show, and it's funny to say, right, honey? Like our show is like so dense before, but this is a higher vibrational show, truly, because we're talking about angels and celestial spirits and maybe some aliens here and there, but that's a whole other show. This is our second show. We've got guests lined up. We have a dream interpreter coming in 2 weeks, Cheryl Harris from Maine. She's a certified dream interpreter, and we'll be taking some live callers for her. Next week, we got Lori Jo Davis, and she is the one, honey, that handles all the hosting the archangels.
Mm.
She's so, kind and so sweet. I can't say I know her personally, just professionally, and she is so helpful, and she handles the group of hosting the archangels and helps everyone to do this angelic ritual, and we've been blessed by it. We've done it twice in our own home, so I'm looking forward to having her on next week, and then we have a dream interpreter, and tonight we have Mambo Serpuen Mahina, or Gigi, I'm going to call her Double G tonight. And we'll bring her on in just a few minutes. But I wanted to talk about the four Clairs. And the four Clairs is you know, here, go ahead. Do that a little bit up for me, please. We're trying to use the dashboard. Now, scroll it up. I know, scroll it up. There you go. A little bit more. My husband's handling the dashboard tonight. All right. We all have guardian angels, okay, continuously. We receive angelic messages every moment of every day. The question is not whether your angels talk to you, but whether you notice their communications. That's because angels may speak to you in ways that differ from your expectations, okay? So angels, along with other heavenly beings, communicate in four ways. The four clairs is what we say. One of the ways that they communicate is through visions, and this applies to things that you see mentally or with your physical eyes, what you see in dreams, signs that appear before you, seeing flashing or sparkling lights. We've seen that, honey, mm-hmm. a lot of times. Sensing light orbs in photographs, seeing moving objects, or noticing number sequences repeatedly, such as 444. We've all seen the 1111, right? And
this is called clairvoyance, which means clear seeing.
Then another way that heavenly beings communicate with us, the second way, is through feelings. These are emotions that come out of the blue, such as joy, excitement, compassion, physical feelings disconnected to the physical world, such as suddenly feeling warm or feeling changes in the air temperature or air pressure, sensing a spiritual present, feelings as if somebody has touched you, or smelling an essence with no physical origin, such as flowers or smoke?
That is called clairsentience, which means clear feeling.
The third way is through thoughts that heavenly beings can communicate with us. And this is, as you know, something without knowing, like receiving an aha moment,
uh-huh.
you know. Aha! Being able to fix an item without instructions. That's a good one.
Eureka.
Right? For real. Having wise words come through your speech or writings as if someone else gave them to you. Getting a great idea for a new invention. You know, I get that a lot. I get a lot of great ideas, and I always say it's spirit, you know. Because I'm, you know, I always say, you think I came up with that great idea?
I always say, I bet I'll remember that later. I don't.
But if you have this great idea for a new invention, business, or a product, and experiencing, I knew that, thoughts after something occurs.
That is called claircognizance, which means clear thinking.
The fourth way is through sounds. This refers to hearing your name called as you awaken, celestial sounding music out of nowhere. A warning, like from a disembodied voice, you know, like, don't go in the car, you know, overhearing a conversation or radio TV program that gives you the exact information you need, a loving message in your mind or outside one ear, or a high-pitched ringing sound.
This is called clairaudience, which means clear hearing.
Now, everybody has a primary clair. And the best way to figure out, everybody is psychic, okay? Everybody is born with psychic abilities, and everybody has all of these abilities, but usually one clair will be the strongest of the four, okay? And the best way to figure it out is I would like you to remember a very good memory, okay? Like, I'll ask my husband this so y'all could be with me. Honey, when we got married, okay,
mm-hmm.
we eloped and we went to New Orleans.
Mm-hmm.
Why'd you have to say it like that? Mm-hmm. Like all
mm-hmm.
all sexy like that. This is an angel show. Okay?
Hello.
All right. When you think of New Orleans
mm-hmm.
and when we got married, okay, do you remember what you saw? Like all the sights and what you saw, okay? Do you remember what you felt? Do you remember what you heard? Or do you remember just knowing you were in the right place at the right time? Like what do you, when you remember of our honeymoon, when we eloped, since that was such a good memory for us, and I would like the listeners to also think about a vacation, think about a good memory, like the best birthday party you ever had. What do you remember most? Do you remember what you saw, what you felt, what you heard, what you knew? What's the first memory? And I'm going to ask you that to my husband. What was your first when you think about our honeymoon?
I remember being very aware of just everything around us.
So knowing. That would be
right.
That would be knowing.
But that we were going from a little town to a big city, and I felt like I had to be paying sharp attention.
So you're very aware, but when you remember that experience, you remember being alert, being aware.
I visualize myself as like an omnipotent eyeball above us.
Okay, that's kind of clairvoyant. Then you're seeing, right?
Mm-hmm.
You're seeing. I remember how I felt, that I was so happy. I remember that nothing was going to stop me from marrying you. I remember that the feeling of just love, and when I think of that experience, that whirlwind, how we eloped and everything that we did, I don't remember like the sights of New Orleans or the parking or anything. I remember how I felt. So that would be
I was scrambling around in 17 degree weather.
It was
like 90 mile an hour winds, but it was just like up like the cross streets.
Why do I remember like all the love and
searching
stuff?
For hours for the one last bottle of Barbancourt rum in New Orleans.
That's your memory of our honeymoon?
No, just that.
You're really wooing me, Mr. Smith. You're wooing me.
Well, you had Tom.
I will say that during that weekend.
To think fondly as you curled your hair.
Yes, I spent 2 hours curling my hair in a wonderful suite, in a balcony suite on Bourbon Street. And Grady was out getting the supplies. We had two different ceremonies. We had a spiritual ceremony and a legal ceremony. So that's what the rum was for. It was for the spiritual ceremony. And I didn't have to do anything. Grady did everything. So, yes. My memory might be a little bit more la, 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 you know. So I just curled my hair for 2 hours, and I had to look really hot, you know. But when I think of that great memory.
You did a good job.
Thank you. It stayed curled, too, because it was so friggin' cold. It stayed curled. Compared to Florida, you know, we only have, like, 4 minutes of curled hair time. But when you think of a good memory, what's the first thing you remember? Do you remember what you saw, what you felt, you know, what you heard? What was it? And that's kind of how you can figure out what your number one clair is. But you have all of them. Everybody is psychic, and everybody that's listening to the show has all those clairs. It's just we have one dominant one. Everybody wants to be clairvoyant. Everybody wants to see spirit. And I'll tell you, it ain't all what it's cracked up to be. And be careful what you wish for, you know, because I've seen lower energy spirits as well as higher vibrational spirits, and I've also had very clairvoyant dreams. And even though that's everybody's dream is to be clairvoyant, to be able to see the, you know, you lost loved ones or other lost loved ones, you really have to have your head together to be able to handle that kind of gift. You know, you really do. You can't be too young or too weak. You can't be drunk. You can't be high. You got to really be grounded to be able to handle a clairvoyant gift. So if that's something you aspire to and you're practicing to be, remember that, you know, that's really a tough gift to be blessed with. Okay, and my husband, who's also the timekeeper, has told me we need to bring on Mambo Mahina so we can talk about clearing and shielding with Archangel Michael. So can we bring on Mambo Mahina?
Hello.
Mambo Mahina,
hello.
Are you all, you are live? How are you?
Hello.
I'm good. How are you?
I'm so glad that you could make our little show. You know, you remember our Mystic Seeker show, right?
Yes.
Okay. We had 1 or 2 hours for those shows, and now, like, this 30-minute show is catching me off guard. You know what I mean? Like, it's like, oh, Lord, it's half over already, you know. So, you know, it goes by so fast. but I know that a lot of people are not aware of what you do, and you're an angel card reader, you're a psychic, you're a medium. I know that you finished an angelic mediumship course, and I wanted to ask how you felt about Archangel Michael and about the importance of clearing negative energy, cutting the cord, and shielding. So can you tell our listeners about that?
Okay. You know, I've worked with the Loa, and I've done the mediumship without the angels. I've done just
right.
Like, you know, regular work. I can say one thing about working with the angels, and that is that it feels very safe, very different,
mm-hmm.
very calming, very reassuring. It just feels very natural.
It really is, isn't it? It's a totally different
yes.
way to approach spirit is with through
yeah.
the angels. And, you know, I think that people don't realize that the angels are non-denominational. So it
right.
doesn't matter what path you follow, Archangel Michael will come to you. And, you know,
right.
it's all a label, Catholic, Christian, pagan, voodoo, whatever it is. It's just a label. It's a title. You know, Archangel Michael really looks into the person's heart, you know,
right.
and if you're a good person or a bad person, and, you know, there's good and bad in all religions. So that's what I love about him, you know.
Yeah,
but
it's
people
humanity.
Need,
that's all he's for, humanity.
Exactly. And why should people clear their energy of negative energy?
Well, because you pick up. Like when you go to work and say you're in a good mood and you're heading out the door and you're in the best mood ever, and the next thing you know, something happens and you kind of like absorb it up and you're kind of like, ah, well, you know. And the longer you go throughout your day, you're picking up other people's negative energy. You're
mm-hmm.
picking up their debris, their trash. And the next thing you know, you're taking it on yourself and you're saying, man, this is a horrible day. And it's not really
especially
a horrible day because
if somebody
your day
is sensitive.
Started out good.
Yeah, yeah, and the more sensitive you are, an empathic or psychic or clairvoyant,
yes.
we're going to feel that negative energy. So daily, I think that people should do a clearing. You know, like
yes.
you know, sometimes I do it 3 times a day. If I'm with a lot of clients, I do a lot of clearings. You know, because
yes.
I, you know, we got to cut the cord. You know, good and bad. You know, even after
yeah.
readings, we just cut the cord, you know, and that's very important. So, and also cutting the cord, clearing, and then shielding. So what is shielding?
Shielding is where you put up a wall between you and all that is negative so that you can hold on to your positive. It's kind of like a protection because a lot of people are empaths and they don't even know it. They don't realize that it's not their emotion they're feeling. And I'm finding this out the more and more I talk to people, they just think it's them, that they're having a bad day. And I was like, well, how were you like 2 hours ago? And they're like, well, I was doing okay then. But then all these people came over and all of a sudden I got mad at everybody. And I said, well, have you ever stopped to think that that's not you, but that's you picking up on them?
Right.
And so you've got to put up that wall of protection. So that
through Archangel Michael.
It enables us to help up. Yeah. You put up the purple. I recommend a purple pyramid going up. You ask Michael to come down and shield you with like a purple pyramid that points up to the heavens. And that way you're able to help somebody who is having a bad day because you're not going to pull on their negative. You're not going to feed off their negative.
Well, you know, we have a lot of people listening and, I thought that we would do a worldwide, you know, like the world is listening to the show, both of our listeners, but worldwide, I wanted you to lead us in a meditation where everyone that's listening, and when they come back in archives and they listen to this over and over again, they can do a clearing on themselves and a shielding, and I would like you to lead that meditation for everyone. And
okay.
Would you please? Okay, great. Okay.
Okay, we're going to start by I want everybody to take their shoes off and I want them to lay their feet flat on the floor so that we can ground ourselves. Because the way that spirit works is there's different levels and we need to ground ourselves. We don't need to be outside of our body. We need to be as close to our body as possible. so we need to ground ourselves. So just take your shoes off, set with your feet flat on the floor, set straight up, and we're going to ask Archangel Michael to come to us and to help cleanse us of negativity. We're going to start by slowly take a breath out and just let it go. And slowly inhale a breath in. And then we're going to slowly let it go. And we're going to breathe out everything that is negative, all resentment, all sadness, all hurt. And then we're going to slowly breathe in Michael's comfort and soothing energy. We're going to breathe in love and light. When you breathe out, let go of all the resentment. Let go of fear. You breathe in healing, comfort, joy. Breathe out resentment. The bad day, just let it go. Breathe in. As you continue to slowly breathe in and out, I want you to picture a net of purple light. And Archangel Michael is going to bring us this net of purple light, and he's going to let it slowly fall over us. And as it falls down, it's collecting all the negative particles, feelings, resentment, ill will, and he's going to swoop underneath us and pull that net, and he's going to fly away, and he's going to take all of the hurt and all of the pain and all of the negative, and he's going to put it in the light and send it away. While he is doing this, we're still breathing in and taking in the love and tranquility. We're breathing out judgment, harsh feelings. We're breathing in love. We're going to slowly build our pyramid up. We're going to start at our feet, and we're going to start building up a pyramid all around us of purple light, and it's going to move up our knees, up our hips, up to our rib cage, and it's all around us. It's right on the outside of our aura, and it's coming up to our shoulders, and it's going up past our ears, up over our head, and it's shooting up into the sky. And this is Michael's pyramid around us, protecting us. It's shielding us. We now have Archangel Michael as our bodyguard. He is our protector. We're still breathing in and still breathing out. And we thank the angels for all their healing magic that they perform. And we thank Michael for being the angel that he is, for humanity, for love, for protection, for the gifts that he bestows on us, and the power that he enables us to have to be a stronger, better person. So be it.
Oh, that was so beautiful. Truly beautiful. Really is. And, you know, that was a very lovely meditation. And when people do this, they can listen to music in the background. They can, you know, make their own script. You know, there's no rules to it. You led a beautiful meditation that that's a wonderful base, you know, for everyone. And everyone that listened to it just got a clearing and a shielding with Archangel Michael. So that was very, very lovely, Mambo Mahina. If anyone wants a reading from you, how would they get a hold of you?
There's several ways. I am on Facebook as Mambo Sirpuin Mahina. I have a store on Facebook that is Freda Inspire. And then I do
and how
have...
And how do you spell that for our listeners? For Freda Inspire, it's facebook.com/FredaInspired. But how do you spell
it?
Okay.
Freda Inspired.
Breda inspired, and that's your jewelry, right? Your crystals that you make and your crystal necklaces.
Yes.
And I will say to the listeners that I have many of her pieces, and she charges them with such beautiful energy, and everything smells good when you get it, and it feels good, and, you know, so if you need a customized crystal necklace or anything like that, or bracelet, you can contact Mambo Serpuen Mahina, and she can make pretty much anything, right, with saint metals and everything like that. But you do readings, and you make jewelry, and you're based in Texas.
I am based in Texas. I'm in San Antonio. Anybody in the San Antonio area? I have started an Etsy page. I think I've only got one thing up there, but it's Angel Readings by Gigi. And it's G-I-G-I.
I'm going to call you Double G.
Double G.
Double G. So they go and find you on Etsy.
Yes. My family, when my brother was little, he could not pronounce Regina. So it turned into Gigi.
Gigi. I think that's awesome. Gigi is awesome. And Double G is like just super cool, you know. So you do angel
card readings. I'll have to put it on my chest.
Right? And you do tarot card readings, you make jewelry, you lead house clearings and blessings in San Antonio, Texas, and you also travel throughout Texas. And people come to you, right, as well, from all over to get readings. So thank you so much. What I'll do is on my Facebook page, facebook.com/Divine Realm Reader, D-I-V-I-N-E, Realm, R-E-A-L-M, Reader, R-E-A-D-E-R. I will put your links on my page, and that way if anyone needs to contact you, they can contact you that way as well. You know, that way if they have any questions about this meditation, or, you know, maybe they'll need help calling Raphael for a healing, which is a similar meditation. There's so many. There's abundance meditations and manifestation meditations, and you led such a beautiful one, because clearing our energy, cutting the cords of negative people, and then shielding us with Archangel Michael and his purple light, I mean, it was really quite lovely, and I felt it here, and I know Grady did too. That's why he's so quiet, you know.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, you're not laughing about New Orleans anymore, are you? You know.
Just basking in the blessing.
Basking in the blessing. We love it. So thank you so much for being on. Like I said, I'll you know, put your links out there on Facebook, so that way if anyone needs to get a hold of you. And we'd love to have you on again, and we would get callers, so maybe we can pull some readings next time. So would you join us again in the future? Mambo Mahina?
I believe she has dropped.
Oh, all right. Well, that's Blog Talk. That's just the internet. That's just our internet. But thank you for listening tonight. That was a fast 30 minutes. And we'll be on again next Friday in 1 week, and with the hosting of the Archangels ritual leader. We'll have her on, Lisa Jo Davis.
I look forward to that.
Yeah. So thank you so much for listening tonight.
Angel came down.